Hey everyone, welcome back to the last module of Choose to Code, Introduction to Data Science. In the last module, we walked through how to use Azure Machine Learning to look at the Titanic data set. And we walked through that simple process that you talked about. We start off with a data set, then we clean it, we split it, train it, and then score a model and evaluate our results.
Exactly.
But how can you actually like visualize these results? It's pretty important, because if I were to just like spew out numbers to you, it'd be really confusing, right?
Yeah, if I was to tell you, well, the answer is 47, you'd probably be like, what are you talking about?
Like, the answer to what?
Yeah, so the visualizations are really important, because this is how you're going to communicate the results of your magic machine learning model to anybody else who's looking at it.
Yeah, it's also your chance to shine, because you can make it look really, really pretty, and people will be like, how did you make that graph? So not only are you giving insightful information, you're also like showing off your artistic side. So for those of you who are more like to be more creative, this is a great opportunity for you to do that. So one of the tools that you can use to make visualizations is Excel. You can put data into tables and then make pie charts. So in this one, based on their budget, they can look and see a pie chart of how much extra money they have or vacation money they have. So then they can go to Paris. So if you make visualization, it's easy to see how much they're spending on housing or education versus other categories. Then you can also look, they did expenses by month, and you can see like in May they spent the most amount of money. Or there's also more data that's cut off, but you can guess that maybe in summer months when their children are out of school, they might do more vacation time, or there's a lot of different things that can go into why people spend more money in different months, but we can easily visualize this by this chart. We can see that maybe in winter months it's the lowest amount.
And you're able to get that information really quick just by looking at it, which is kind of cool.
Exactly. But then there's also really bad graphs that you can't really understand. Not, I don't want to say they're bad, but they're just more difficult to understand than others. So if we were looking at tweeters, people who tweet on Twitter, and I randomly generated this information. So I said user A through random letter, and gave them all random values. You really can't understand who is the top tweeter by this pie chart. You can see that maybe this blue color has the most amount of tweets, but I have no idea which one that's related to in this legend. There's just so many different categories that maybe we could have chosen a different graph or different colors that would make this more obvious. There's also different options to make it 3D, and I know it looks cool, but this one's also really hard to understand.
Yeah, those letters are really smushed in there. I can't see them at all.
Exactly. Like, it might look a little bit better, but for a user who's looking at this, or audience, you really don't know what you're looking at. And are we looking at tweets? Are we looking at amount of followers? We don't know. The title just says top 70 tweeters. So it's not as explicit as it could be. And so we also have a different way of visualizing them by putting them with their color and putting them around. And even though there's a lot of values that you can look at, it's a little more obvious which one goes to which. So we can see that user K had the most amount of whatever we're looking at, tweets, users, which we still don't know. So there's a few rules to making a really good chart. Make it simple. Simple is best. When you keep it simple, look at colors that aren't too vibrant, that don't really contrast each other too much. Explain everything you're doing. So if you have an X label and a Y label and then a title, that's the only way people will know exactly what you're doing. Sort your data. If you have all of the users who are female versus all of them who are male separate, it's easier to make generalizations about the data. If you make them easy to compare, so if you have data sets that are similar but from two different classes, so if we're looking at average class scores across two different teachers, make them the exact same graph, just with different data in them. And make it personal. If it's something that relates to you, you can add different titles that make more sense and that will relate to your audience more. So we're going to take a look at our data set that we looked at last time with the Titanic, and we're going to check it out by going to this link, aka.ms/Titanic dataset. So if we go to this link, you won't actually have to log in or anything. You can just open it up. It's public. And we're going to copy and paste. We're going to copy it.
What did you do there? You just did that Control A?
Yep, Control A. You can also scroll through and
So Control A is how you did that, right?
Yeah.
Selecting all, Control A, and then Control C to copy?
Yes, exactly. So we're going to go to this other really cool tool that's online called RAW. If you go to raw.densitydesign.org, we'll give you the details in the quiz section later, which you don't actually have to do, or use this tool, but it will help you to learn. You go to use it now, and this tool allows you to put data in and actually make different graphs, and it's a simple drag and drop tool. So there are different samples, so there's some that have cars, movies, music, cocktails. But for here, we're going to paste our data set from Titanic. So we just have to do Control V. If you want to see what this table looks like, we press this table button in the top right corner, and we can see it's the exact same thing that we saw in Azure Machine Learning before. So we have passenger ID, whether or not they survived, the class, name, etc. Now we also have all these different types of charts. So I won't really go into their names, but there's descriptions of each of them. Let's check out this alluvial diagram one. What we can do is just a simple drag and drop. So if we want to look at sex and how that relates to survived, we put survived on the bottom. So we want to start with one category that then leads to another. We can see, let's also make the width a little bit bigger. We can see males and females are on the left, and saved versus not saved is on the right. So for males, we have 577 males and 314 females. So we can also see this without even looking at the numbers, because the male section is red and much larger than the female section. So there's more males on the boat in general.
That looks a lot better than that pie chart we were looking at earlier.
Yeah, exactly, right? It makes more sense. While it doesn't have a title, just because I'm explaining it to you right now, it will make a lot more sense. Then we also have saved versus not saved, so 0 being not saved and saved being 1. And we can see that there were unfortunately, more not saved. This is because they ran out of life boats and there weren't as they didn't have the means to save everyone. But we can see that a lot of males actually weren't saved. And we can see this by the big red chunk from male going connected to 0. Whereas for females, there's a much smaller width for the females going to 0 than there is from females going to 1. So this is just a good way of visualizing what your different variables are, and gives you insights into your data in general. Now, if we wanted to add another category, what's another category we could add? Age, or let's take a look at class. So what class they were in. So we can say, so let's start with class. So people who are in third class, in the lowest class, who were males, often didn't survive, which we knew because usually they were able to bring off the females and children from the higher classes.
They also had a longer walk to get to the lifeboats, because a lot of those third class cabins were actually deep within the boat.
Exactly, and some of them already were starting to fill with water, so it made it more difficult for them to get to the dock or to the main deck. And this is really easy to visualize through this graph, so we can see the three that goes to males that goes to 0. Then we can also see people in first class that were females, like almost always survived, right? So if we look at this chunk from green that goes to female, which is purple, and then almost all of the purples survived. So this is just a really good tool that you can use to do different types of visualizations. We can even try this circle packing one. And it tells you exactly what you need to drag into each category. So hierarchy is drag numbers, strings, or dates. And if you don't bring in what's what they ask for, so if they ask for, in size, they ask for a number, and we bring in a string, it will say there's an issue. So it makes it really user-friendly. So let's just look at hierarchy. So survived versus didn't survive. And we can see the two different circles. So there are more people who didn't survive, like we said, versus survived. And we can also add like their gender in here, and we can see all of the, this whole circle is didn't survive, and this whole circle is survived. And we can even make their color be gender as well. So it just makes it much more obvious and gives more detail about what we actually saw. And now, if you wanted to actually save these visualizations, you can download them into an image, a JSON, SVG. You could also screenshot it or copy it, put it in a website or put it in a presentation, and it makes it really easy. We've learned a little bit about what's important in making a really good graph. So having titles, labeling things very well, so telling your viewers exactly what you're looking at. So if you just tell people top 100, it's top 100 what? Like, people won't know unless you tell them. Assume everyone starts out with no knowledge.
Yes.
And then you have
that
to give them.
That makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Because then you overthink, or you can think really deeply about kind of what might be missing or what they might not know, and you provide that information visually in that graph to make it really easy to read.
Exactly. And then try not to choose too many categories that will make it more confusing. So you want to keep it really, really simple. And then we also learned how to use this tool raw with our Titanic data set. You can go through and make more visualizations on your own, which we encourage you to do. And we'll have some questions after this that you can complete, and then we'll be all done with our Choose to Code modules.
Yeah, so thanks for coming with us all the way on this wild ride, all the way to the end. Once you're finished with the following questions, that'll be the end of the Choose to Code series. So this is your last video, and you have one more question set to go. And then after that, you've successfully completed it. So good job, everyone who has made it all the way through. Until next time.